After you've been a bit more established, as John Collins came in.
It was a difficult period for me because I grew up supporting John as a fan, i.e. a left-sided midfield player playing the World Cup, do you know what I mean? He was
cultured left foot.
Cultured, lovely football player. He was as good as any in his generation. To then inherit him and the way it went for 3 weeks was like any player inheriting a new manager. You would want him to be on your side. You would want him to think you were a good player. Doesn't matter how big a profile you've got, that's any player will tell you that vulnerability when a new manager comes or one leaves that you didn't know what you're in.
Of course you do.
And even if you have got a good mentality, and I like to think I did, and when John come in, I was club captain at the time, and he pulled me and Scotty in straight away and said that he wanted us to be at the front of everything, every warm up, every stretch and drill, every morning going up to breakfast, he wanted us to be at the front. Mm-hmm. And we embraced that for potentially 3 weeks, and then it come out that we obviously had inherited Willie Mackay as our agent, and everything changed there.
And what, did John go completely against you?
Well, he pulled it. It started off trying to beg us to get out of signing with him.
Right.
I.e., is there any way that we could terminate the contract? And me and Scotty thought, well, why? Then I'm not sure if it's to this day. You maybe need to get John in front of here. I don't know if he had an issue with Willie, or he just thought the issue would be that Willie would then try and get us away. I don't know, with John being in Monaco, Willie having ties to Monaco, I don't know if there was a personal vendetta there, that they had potentially had something against each other before we knew. But we never really hired Willie as such to think that we wanted a move, i.e. right, that's us, we're ready to move now.
You just thought
we were quite happy. We were approached by him through Alan McGregor to see if we would have a sit down with him and have a coffee. And he said to us when he first, I can get used to any club in Britain. Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. And we were like, well,
Kelly.
we didn't know. We were just young boys, weren't we? Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? So everything was really based around Willie dictating what we'd done. Uh-huh. I'm not saying he was a dictator, but we were young boys. We'd never been in that situation before, eh? So
it's happening.
Of course it is, eh? And then people are saying to you, you can earn X amount, you can do this, you can do that, and
you've got the money spent before you even got it.
You've already been up to Harvey Nichols and bought yourself some new gear rather than chopping and top man, like where you've been.
This is vogue, mate. This is in vogue, this one.
It's human nature that one, you want to play at the best level you can possibly play, or you should. And at one stage for me, that was Hibs. When I started to realise football, and you get a now and say what players can earn elsewhere or whatever, to try and further your career. Look, Hibs were always going to finish third or fourth if a successful season. Rangers were going to finish first or second in a successful season. So it was, I'm not saying anything different from what the normal person would know, if
no,
you know what I mean. But I understand football's got a lot of fickle fans, and they think that you should potentially play at one club forever. If Hibs had been the same institution that what Rangers and Celtic were, that might have happened for me.
So did John bomb you out completely?
Well, John turned in the respect that my relationship with him, I felt changed in the respect that he thought I was the brains behind the operation, and he thought Scotty was led by me. and you know Scotty, and I know you know him, his funny side, and you know him as a boy, and he's more intelligent than people give him credit for. I know he likes to be the laugher and the joker and that, and you're the same, eh? But I know there's a brain in there, and I know there is one with, well, maybe not you. with Scotty, I know him, he's my best mate. And that was the hard bit for me, that I felt my relationship with John changed in the respect that he stopped playing me. He took the armband off me. It felt like he thought I was the one that was dictating. And in reality, the things that obviously the fans will realise that Scotty done, his transfer request, I'm not saying he was right or wrong, it was his opinion, he done it. Uh-huh. I decided against it, I thought it was wrong. But I left under circumstances where I was, it was a difficult period for my life to come back here. And Scotty left as a kind of hero as such. Somebody might say, look, Scotty's a far better player than he deserves that, and you didn't as such. But I think John, sadly for me, treated me, put me in a difficult position as a young man as such, not really knowing right or wrong. And it tested my resolve as such, i.e. I didn't know what part of the club I was at as such. Eh? I was the captain and I wasn't. I was playing and I wasn't playing. I was in the team and I wasn't. Do you know what I mean? I was then training with the youth team. It was difficult, and I've got tret a wee bit like I'd done something really bad, which was hard, but you just have to stick at it, don't you? You just have to keep on doing what you feel that's right. And when I got told that I wasn't allowed to come to training, I just jumped in Scotty's car and turned up to training.
Did you?
Why not? I just turned up, and then when I was there, when he named the teams, I was just joining.
Did you?
Aye.
And even the senior?
No. So whether that might have been wrong as well, I don't know. Maybe that was a lack of respect, me just turning up, but I wanted to be part of his team. I never felt I'd done anything wrong, and obviously Rod was a big shoulder for me at that time, because I confided in him. I told him what was going on. He was my, who do you turn to when you've got a problem? And Rod, to be fair, tried to smooth everything out as much as possible.
What would the other players think when all this was going on?
Well, the other players were disappointed in the fact that I was good in the team. And look, another thing that was frustrating is that they players did one day go on and obviously revolt against John. Just because of the way he was, eh? And I have got that most respect for John in a way that I still think he's, look, you make mistakes, he makes mistakes, I'm happy to move on, if you know what I mean. But I think just the way he was with the players, sadly, it alienated them a wee bit in the respect that they thought strong enough that I never even knew it happened. I was at Rangers at the time, and it wasn't until it came out in the paper that the boys had told me at Rangers, and I obviously then phoned Scotty, and he was like, "Aye, we met Rod." So it actually came out in the paper that I was part of it, and then I got an apology. I don't know who wrote it, but I was part of the revolt against John Collins. I'd left, and I said things to John that I regret, and behind closed doors that weren't right. I had to try and stick up for myself. I found it difficult. It was him and Tommy Craig v me. I was only a young boy. I had to go in there and try and fight my corner. And I probably said things off the cuff that were wrong, disrespectful as such. I'd like to think he'd done the same. So I felt in the whole situation it was just probably strain on his first manager's job, my first position of being able to move as such, and knowing how to deal with that, and naivety probably done things wrong.